Hi, Bob. We can get started with Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you? Fine,
Manolo, how are you this morning?
Frank. Thanks. You have been given a lot of opportunities, Dalton Jeffries and Cole Irvin, and they have responded. You know, how important is it going to be this for them, confident-wise, going into the season, and for you knowing that you have these two alternatives, just in case if you don't make the team?
No, I mean, depth is extremely important these days. I mean, you always focus on, whether it's the eight you have in the bullpen or five you have in the rotation, but nothing goes that way over the season. And as we're seeing this spring, you have some issues as well. So, yeah, it's important to have depth there. It's important to have depth in the bullpen, but Irvin and Dalton have got significant opportunities, will continue to at this point with Mike being out, and it looks like they're both taking advantage of it. So, congrats to them at this point.
Yes, and Rosenthal has pitched, I think, one or two games with the Athletics. What are some other things he has been doing that makes you confident that he will be ready for the regular season?
Well, as I said the other day, I just want to get him in a couple games, maybe two, three before we leave. And today he's in the game today. So we, he's just had little aches and pains that have probably kept him out from a consistent workload, but still, did stuff in sim games and so forth that we're comfortable with. So, it's more about just getting him in some games the last week of the season to move forward and feel good that he's healthy once we start.
Jess?
Morning, Bob.
Morning.
So how are you feeling now that Ramon's back in the lineup?
Much better based on the fact I don't have to listen to him and he can actually play a game at this point. There on a particular day, I have no idea where he is sometimes. He's in the bullpen, standing in sides. He's a lot of times everywhere you would expect him not to be, but getting him in the lineup's important. Obviously, with the last week of the season, he's had some at bats. You get a little bit concerned about the timing right now of being out, but as long as he's good today and he gets the last week in, then I'm comfortable with where we are with him.
That was going to be my follow-up, as I was assuming he'd be very, very eager to get back. Was he kind of annoying you at one point almost?
Well, he's very consistently annoying to me in a good way. I mean, he's in my office a lot. He asks a lot of questions. He's omnipresent, put it that way. But the most important thing is getting him in the lineup because he's a big part of our team.
Matt?
Bob, we haven't seen Romo in a while. Is everything okay with him?
He just had a baby, so he'll be back tomorrow. And it was kind of timed with the off day and the last appearance he had. So he should be back tomorrow.
Gotcha. And then have you seen anything different with Canna in the way that he's maybe approaching at bats or anything like that, just with the amount of time he's gotten in the leadoff spot?
No, I you know what, he's just not having a great spring up to this point. I don't think it has anything to do with the leadoff spot. We saw early on, the first few games, drew some walks and saw a lot of pitches. And then I think during the course of spring, you kind of have to weigh whether or not you need to start swinging some, to get some swings in. So he's just kind of in between right now. I'm not worried about him. So it may coincide with looking at him being in the leadoff spot. I don't think that's the case. We will have a conversation here in the next couple of days about how he feels, but he hasn't said anything to me that would suggest that he's uncomfortable with it.
Ken?
Morning, Bob.
Morning.
I know you're probably tired of talking about shifting and all that, but we've focused a lot on the hitters and their reactions. Has the shifting changed your evaluations about middle infielders? Because, like, you're going to put Chapman and leave him on the left side, and three guys go to the right side. Before you evaluate a second baseman or a shortstop?
No, we just try to put, Chapman's going to be on the left side, and we just try to put what we think, whether it's you know, an extreme shift, just guys in the best possible position to cover as much ground as possible, yet still have somebody at the bag that we feel like can turn a double play. So you'll see Elvis on the bag sometimes. Sometimes you'll see him a little bit farther over in the deeper shift. I think we're more comfortable with Elvis there in the deeper shift, whereas Jed maybe more, as long as it's not deep. So we're just trying to figure out what's the best complement. We use a lot of numbers to, you know, to identify where we think guys can go. So it'll look different from time to time, but just trying to get it right, basically, if that answers your question.
Yeah, nice having Chapman to turn a double play like yesterday, right?
It is. I mean, and to cover that side of the field. So I think a lot of teams kind of weigh whether or not you keep your third baseman over there or your shortstop over there. You know, we like to keep the guy that we feel like covers the most ground over there, and that's definitely Chap.
7 games left in the spring, Bob. What's the most important thing for you to see in these final 7 games? What are you really focusing on?
Well, health, but, you know, Kai Tom's at-bats, getting Murphy the proper amount of at-bats. You know, we'll see how Mike Fiers comes along. It's going to be difficult for him to obviously be in the rotation. So, you know, how we play that one out as far as the rotation goes, maybe another bullpen spot, backup catcher spot. Those are probably the ones we're looking at the hardest.
Shayna?
Steven Piscotty was also someone that was struggling. And I'm wondering if the wrist thing was something that was bothering him before and during most of the spring, or is he trying to work through something at the plate too?
You know, it when we talk about, it's relative when we talk about struggling for spring training, it's okay for veteran guys to struggle some because they have a track record and we're not weighing whether or not they're making the team or not. It's the other guys that need to have good spring trainings. It is very hard to evaluate spring training based on numbers, but in some spots, that's all you have to do. I think the wrist was bothering him a little bit, and just another guy that maybe hasn't hit his stride yet. You know, sometimes if you have it early, you end up losing it. You got to find it again. You know, it's the guys that the veteran guys, I think, that concentrate a little bit more on it, grind a little harder on it the last week because they want to time it right going into the season. So I'm not worried about Steven, and I do think the wrist was bothering him a little bit.
Manolo.
Hey, Bob, Melissa had a fantastic story today about Stockton and Sacramento facing each other as many as 4 times a week in the first month of the season because there was going to be no AAA season. How important is this for all of the players that, you know, well, are not going to make the team and, you know, having to play those games when not having AAA until May?
I really don't know. I don't have any experience with it. I know that the last year, the Ault site was a place that very few guys in an organization were able to go to. So in that respect, you had to feel good about, you know, beating a small portion of your organization that gets development. So I'm guessing that's how they would look at it again. And I don't know, maybe there's something there with the Giants and the A's that, you know, maybe adds a little bit to what they have to deal with. But unfortunately, we're in that kind of situation, and hopefully things break and we have, at some point in time, you know, May on, we have some sort of a minor league season, because last year was really difficult on a lot of guys that didn't get to play.
Simone?
Hi, Bob. I know health has been a big concern this spring. I was just wondering if that's been a bigger concern this spring than previous springs.
It's a little different. It's always a concern, especially later on going into the season. But I think we're still trying to weigh how last year affected guys, you know, was especially pitchers. Was it a break in the action and they benefit by it? Or was it, you know, a concern that they didn't get the innings that they normally would? And you have to be careful with it going forward. I think the school is still kind of out on how we go about it. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not different because we want a healthy 26 season. There's still some concerns about how we go forward, especially with the pitchers, based on, you know, the lack of activity last year.
And then just because you're playing the Rockies, do you have anything to say about what happened in Boulder yesterday?
I don't. It's just sad. You see way too much of this now. So, you know, there's just too much of it goes on these days. And I think that at some point in time, we need this to stop, which is pretty obvious, but it's sad. And I know we're going to have a moment of silence today here because of it, but it hits everybody hard, and it's, you never get immune to something like that, even though you see quite a bit of it these days.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.